within the Office of Health Affairs are responsible as advisors to the Secretary and to the Administrator of FEMA for all medical and health matters. And, of course, from the veterinary perspective, that includes issues related to food, to agriculture, and to animal health. Obviously, from a threat standpoint, we are concerned about the security of our food supply in this country. We're concerned about the agricultural production in this country, and certainly animal health. A disease that would be inadvertently or intentionally introduced into our animal population in this country would have not only impacts on our food supply, but significant trade and economic impacts as well. So the spectrum of veterinarians within my branch look at food safety and food security and food defense and animal health production. And then the third veterinarian works with the threat community to try to better understand what the threats are to the food, agriculture, and animal health in this country.
And do you find that when you tell people what it is you do and where you work, that they're surprised that there is this part of DHS that a lot of people perhaps haven't heard about?
Well, not in the community that I work with on a routine basis, which is the agricultural community. There's certainly a widespread acknowledgement of concern for safety of animal health, safety of our food supply, even in crop production. There are viruses and diseases of plants that could be intentionally introduced into this country that would have significant impact on crop production as well. So now, outside of the folks that we work with on a regular basis, yes, there is some surprise. But once they come to understand what we do and our approach to protection of this infrastructure, the food and agriculture infrastructure, they certainly understand our efforts.
And so does your team spend a lot of time in barns and chicken places and really looking at animals and testing animals?
No, I wish we did. I had a career in barns and chicken houses and a variety of other places as well for 30 years before I came to Washington, but we're primarily a policy shop, and we work with the different components within the Department of Homeland Security that have food and agriculture interests, and surprisingly, there are a number of them. The Customs and Border Protection has over 2,000 agricultural specialists that work at our ports and borders to prevent the introduction of animal diseases or plant diseases or pests that might come through in products. FEMA has significant efforts in capability-based preparedness, and so their target capability list actually calls out to food and agriculture defense, animal emergency response, and even public health and surveillance. So S&T, the Science and Technology Directorate, manages Plum Island, the federal resource for animal diseases off the coast of New York, and is also planning for the construction of the new facility in Kansas, the NBATH, the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. So, again, across the Department of Homeland Security, there are a significant number of components and programs that are related to food and agriculture.
We're speaking with Dr. Doug Meckes, Director of the Food, Agriculture, and Veterinary Defense Division at the Homeland Security Department. And often it's hard to know whether a phenomenon is really getting worse or we just hear about it more. So we've heard a lot about animal issues, especially in the food supply lately. Judging from your point of view, do you think that the health of those animal populations that we depend on in general is getting worse, staying the same, or maybe getting better?
Well, again, as I said, I come from an agricultural background and in my practice, and we worked with dairy cows for 30 years that I was in practice. Among other things, we also worked with horses and beef cows and small animals as well. But certainly the technology now that provides a food supply and economical food supply, not only for people in this country, but in a sense, we feed the world in many respects. And The production methods and techniques today have the concerns of the animal at heart, and certainly with all of the new items related to animal welfare and the care and the well-being of animals. But as a practical matter, if you're a dairy farmer or a pig farmer, you want your animals to be healthy and to be productive, and so the better care they are given and the healthier they are, the better they will produce and provide products for the American table. So I think overall animal health has improved over the last years, and I think that will continue to be a trend.
Do you envision your team expanding? Do you see this as becoming more important and maybe hiring more people on? It sounds like an opportunity for somebody out there who's graduating from veterinary school to maybe really get on the ground floor of good federal government service.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there's Office of Personnel Management is currently engaged in a study of the veterinary manpower needs for the federal government over the next 25 to 30 years. And I speak now of not only the Department of Homeland Security, but of USDA, of Health and Human Services, particularly within FDA, where a number of veterinarians are employed to ensure food safety, to ensure the defense of our food across the country. And over the next few years, 5 to 7 years, as much as 20% of the current numbers of veterinarians will be retiring. So, yes, there are remarkable opportunities for young folks in this day and time to enter service within the federal government and to work in a vast array of activities that veterinarians engage in within the government. So not only food safety, but wildlife issues. We have federal veterinarians working at the Smithsonian Zoo. We have veterinarians within the Food and Drug Administration that actually test and work with drugs and research, the National Institutes of Health. So many, many opportunities for veterinarians coming out of school. And a number of the veterinary schools are now training students in public practice, corporate and public practice programs that will direct them into government service or the private sector within the corporate research and development, rather than what most folks think of as veterinarians in the private sector working on dogs and cats or horses and cows.